This week's Divrei Torah are being learned L'zeicha Nishmas Avi Mori, Rabbi Yitzchak Moshe David ben Rav Baruch, and L'zeicha Nishmas Imi Moirasi, Malka Bas Rabbi Yehoshua, and also L'zeicha Nishmas Rabbi Shua Aryeh ben Rabbi Yisacha Beresh. In this week's Parsha, we have the topic of Sfiras HaOmer, where we count from the second day of Pesach, Miyoyim HaViyachem Es HaOmer, Sheva HaShabosos Tamimos Tiyeno, 7 full weeks, Ad Mimochoras HaShabbos HaShviyas, until the day after the 7th week, Tisbru Chamisham Yoim, you shall count 50 days. And Chazal interpret this ad veloy ad bechlal, until the 50th day, but not including the 50th day. Meaning Tisbru Chamisham Yoim really means counting 49 days. Reb Chaim Oizer, who served as the Av Bezin of Vilna, once met the Ostrov Sereba, Reb Meir Yechiel Halevi, and they were engaged in a deep Torah conversation. And Reb Chaim Oizer asked the Ostrovster a very strong kash on a certain sugya, to which the Ostrovster gave a beautiful teretz. And Reb Chaim Oizer, impressed with the Ostrovster's teretz, told the Ostrovster, "Now I see why people consider you a Gavra Rabba." The Ostrovster humbly disagreed and said, "A Gavra Rabba is not simply a Talmud Chacham. A Gavra Rabba is someone who lessens the pain and the suffering of another Yid. Someone who loves Jews so much that he will do whatever is necessary to alleviate their pain." To prove his point, the Ostrovster quoted the Gemara in Makis, Daf Chav Beis Omid Beis, that says, "Omer Rava, kama tipshoi shar inchi, how foolish are people, the kaimei mikami sefer Torah, who stand up for a sefer Torah, the like kaimei mikami gavra rabba, but do not stand up for a gavra rabba for a Talmud Chacham. The ilu b'sefer Torah k'siv arboim yakenu." In the Torah regarding Malkis, the Pasuk says, "Arbom yakenu, give 40 malchus." Va'osu rabbonon bitzaru choda. But Chazal come and subtracted one and say it really means 39 malchus. So Rava said, if you stand up for a Sefer Torah, surely you should stand up for a Gavra Rabba, because the Talmud Chacham overrides what it says in the Torah. The Torah says 40 malchus, and they say it means 39. So Rava concluded that it is foolish to rise before a Sefer Torah, but not before a Gavra Rabba, who interprets the Torah, even when their interpretation alters the literal meaning of the Pasuk. The Ostrovster then turned to Reb Chaim Oizer and asked, "Why did Rava choose the example of Chazal overriding the Torah by making 40 Malkis into 39? Why not use the example in Parashas Emor by Sfiras HaOmer, where the Pasuk says Tisbru Chamishim Yoim, and Chazal reduce it to 49? After all, Sfira is in Parashas Emor, which is way before the Parasha of Malkis, which is in Parshas Kitzeitze." And the Ostrovster answered that the Gemara Makis uses the Lashon of Gavra Rabba, kamo tipshoi sharinshi, dekaimei mikamei sefer Torah, velekaimei mikamei Gavra Rabba. So it's trying to tell us, what is a Gavra Rabba? A Gavra Rabba is not someone who knows how to change a number in the Torah, but rather someone who reduces the suffering of another Yid. By saying that Arbom Yakenu really means 39, that means that a Yid will get one less makkah. So of course, if the point is to show how Chazal can change a number in the Torah, Sfira would have been the example. Tisbru Chamishim Yoim is really 49. But counting 49 instead of 50 is not lessening a Yid's suffering. Rava is telling us a Gavra Rabba is someone who is a Talmud Chacham, but also has the midah of reducing a Yid's tzar, making 40 makkahs to 39, even if it's only reducing it by one makkah. The Ostrovster then turned to Reb Chaim Oizer and said, "I should not be called a Gavra Rabba because I was able to give a teretz on your kasha. A true Gavra Rabba is a person who has compassion and willingness to alleviate the suffering of another Yid." The second Dvar Torah for this week is that in this week's Parsha, the Torah tells us regarding the mitzvah of the Dalad Minim. U'lekachtem lochem b'yoyim harishon pri eitz hodor en esrig kapois tamorim elulav Anaf Eitz Ovois, Hadasim, Varve Nochal, and Arobois. Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach related that there was a Yid who used to bring his Esrog to Shul every year on Sukkos and boast how he was able to buy such a beautiful Esrog for such a cheap price. When everyone asked him how he was able to pay so little, he explained that everyone else goes shopping for an Esrog during Aseres Yemei Tshuva, immediately after Yom Kippur, and because the demand is so high at that time, the sellers are able to get top dollar. But I recognize this, and I go to buy my Esrog on Erev Sukkos a few hours before Yontif, And at that point, they have no chance of selling their remaining inventory. And they're thrilled to take whatever money I offer them. Rav Shlomo Zalman was bothered by what this man was doing. And he approached him to give him mussar. He told him, the Gemara in Beit Daf Tezayin brings a machlokes between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel regarding the proper way to honor Shabbos. Beit Shammai was of the opinion that we should already prepare for Shabbos on Sunday. If he found a nice animal for sale on Sunday, he would put it away for Shabbos. And if he found a nicer one later in the week, he would buy the new one and put it away for Shabbos and eat the first one in the middle of the week. But Hillel mida acheres hoysaloi. He had a different approach. He trusted that Hashem would provide him with his needs on each day for that day. He would immediately eat anything that he purchased in the beginning of the week, and he would wait until Shabbos to purchase his Shabbos needs. Shlomo Zalman asked, why didn't Hillel conduct himself like Beit Shammai? It seemed like Beit Shammai was the most suitable approach, always thinking about Shabbos, even on Sunday. And secondly, asked Shlomo Zalman, what is the meaning of the Gemara's phrase, Hillel mida acheres hoysaloi, in the past? It should have said, Hillel yeshloi mida acheres, in the present. Right now he has this different mida. And Shlomo Zalman explained, the Gemara is telling us that Hillel conducted himself with betochen in all areas of his life, both in performing mitzvahs and also when it came to his personal needs. If he needed a new shirt, he did not buy it in advance. He waited until just before he needed to wear it, trusting that Hashem would provide it for him at that time. Because this was Hillel's style across the board, he was allowed to use this approach for doing mitzvahs also. However, a person who conducts himself differently in areas relating to his personal needs, preparing in advance to guarantee himself the best item, but he waits until the last minute when it comes to mitzvahs, that person lacks respect for mitzvahs Hashem. Hillel mida acheres hoysaloi. Hoysaloi. He always had this mida across the board. He therefore was also allowed to have betochen that Hashem would provide him food for Shabbos in the last minute. But the person who, when it came to his gashmias, he makes sure that he gets it. He makes sure to buy it early before it runs out. He cannot wait for the last minute when it comes to mitzvahs. The only one who could do this is Hillel, because mido acheres hoysaloi, always across the board. One who is consistent with that approach can wait for the last second. But this man who bought the Estrig in the last second, since when it comes to his suits, when it comes to his car, when it comes to his seats on an airplane, he does not wait for the last minute. He has no right to wait to the last minute when it comes to mitzvahs.